From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. In the Senate today, a familiar debate whether to end billions of dollars in tax breaks for the country's five biggest oil companies. Last year, Democrats failed to repeal those tax breaks, and they fully expect to fail again. Still, senators from both parties have been eager to engage in the issue. As NPR's David Welda reports, each side expects a payoff in November.
As debate got underway on repealing tax breaks for oil companies, Majority Leader Harry Reid stated a premise he and his fellow Democrats plan to campaign on this year in their bid to keep Republicans from taking over the Senate.
Senate Republicans would never, ever side with American taxpayers against big oil.
New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez, who faces voters this fall, is the lead sponsor of the oil subsidies repeal. The budget that House Republican Paul Ryan proposed and Mitt Romney endorsed, he says, cuts as much money for educating children with disabilities as it gives to the oil companies.
Tell these children on the Romney-Ryan budget they cannot be helped to fulfill their God-given potential because we just can't afford it. But we can afford to give these five companies who made $137 billion in profits that we should give them an additional $24 billion of our taxpayers' money?
But according to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the American people really care about one fact, that gas prices have doubled during the Obama administration.
And they're starting to wonder if this might as well be the Democrats' official slogan, vote for us and we'll make things worse.
As for the oil company's tax breaks, Kentucky Republican Rand Paul makes no apologies. We as a society, he declared on the Senate floor, need to glorify those who make a profit.
Instead of punishing them, you should want to encourage them. I would think you would want to say to the oil companies, what obstacles are there to you making more money?
And John Kyle, the Senate's number two Republican, issued this warning.
Everybody talks about reducing the price of gas at the pump and reducing U.S. dependence. What these tax increases would do is to further that dependence and increase the prices at the pump.
Democrats call that argument Republican snake oil. Economists tend to agree. Severin Bornstein co-directs the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.
Removing the tax incentives might have a very tiny effect on the incentive of oil companies to drill a couple of new wells. But even in the context of U.S. production, it would be so small it would have no effect.
Republicans nonetheless plan to kill the bill repealing oil subsidies in a vote tomorrow morning. David Welna, NPR News, The Capitol.